Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Guys, we've got a 12-team Superflex Start 11. Thank you for the hammer, Jones. His team is Mahomes, Baker at quarterback. He's got Gibson, Kyren, and Trash Cans. Garrett Wilson, JSN, Hollywood, and QJ at wide receiver. McBride at tight end. Pick-wise, Scott has the 102, 103, 202, and dot. The question is, trade Mahomes for Herbert and the 104? 12-team Superflex Start 11. What do you think, Scott?
Well, looking at the roster, I mean, is this team good enough to win right now? Maybe, maybe not. It's a little lacking in terms of receivers.
No, it's not.
Start 11.
And, I'll answer that for you. No, no, it's not.
I could squint, Shane, and say his starting lineup or her starting lineup could be good enough, but we're still probably in acquisition mode for extra assets. I don't hate it, especially if you have a feeling that that 104 could do more than maybe just making the pick. Is there another trade you could tee up? Could you get a player and another first? Could you move back to somebody that wants the QB2? Can you get neighbors there? If I can,
have
I'm
the
okay
two,
doing
three,
it.
Four. Like that's, you know what? That's a big, you know, like little leverage spot there. So
the way it's written, I didn't even catch the two and the three, but now that you control that, you're essentially just adding a quarterback probably to the Herbert stable to where
right.
You can probably go Marv, Neighbors, and whatever QB you want. Assuming, Shane, does it matter if Marv is going to go 101 here? If you know that's the case, does that change you wanting to do this? Because now you're stuck with, you've basically acquired Herbert, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams. Does that change at all? Because if it's Neighbors, Marv, and a QB, I'm okay doing it and just taking my chances on the assets. Does it change for you if Marv goes 101, though?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because you're in a position where, no, because you can still just take Neighbors at 102. I mean, it's start
right
11.
Now, if Marv goes 101, he's getting Caleb and Neighbors, right? If I'm getting that, I have no incentive to trade away Mahomes unless the 104 now becomes
right.
A
he's gonna get
piece
he's
that
gonna,
I can
he's already gonna have namblers. It was gonna combine their name. Yeah, he's gonna get Neighbors and Caleb out of this. There's absolutely no reason to be moving Mahomes here. I mean, the only way this makes sense is if you get a better pick back than the 104, but you can't because you have the 102 and the 103. So if you want to go to the 101 guy and be like, give me the 101 and hopefully they have a good quarterback, then I'll do that.
Now, if you have Herbert, Caleb, Neighbors, and you trade the 104 for A.J. Brown, this team can contend.
Shane, you hit accept. If this is in your inbox,
no,
you're
not,
giving
no,
Mahomes.
Herbert's a back-end QB1 at best right now. He's a second-round startup pick. He's got no juice, and I know the draft is in 2 days, so everyone can pull the receipts a week later after the Chargers draft 18 receivers in the draft or whatever. All the Ladd McConkeys your heart desires, but things are not pointed in the correct direction for Herbert. Herbert's value does not match Mahomes there.
Shane, is his team bad enough,
he
though,
needs the
to where you
one.
Take the asset versus – holding out on Mahomes? Because I guess the only thing would be, if I don't do this deal, don't I then have to be looking to move Hollywood Brown, Kyren Williams? Like, I'm trying to go the other way, right, Clay?
Yeah, I'm doing it just because that team was thin as is. And yeah, having the leverage of the 2-3-4. Yeah, start 11. He could barely barely field a team.
I mean, so, do you really
who's listening to QJ?
You have Mahomes. Do you the 2-3-4 leverage is better than Mahomes 2-3 leverage?
I guess it's also that I'm a Herbert truther, for better or worse. So
I get it. Now, look, I like Herbert. I like Herbert. That's not how I'm trying to trade for him. I'm not adding him to my roster by giving up, I'll say, the QB3 in Dynasty.
No. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Good stuff there. So let's go to a triple hammer from Ray. Thank you very much. He starts us off by saying pay to brag. That's a long time thing. This is one of our OGs, apparently. So this is a 14 team start 11 with a small tight end premium. Year one punt and startup trade back strategy, thanks to you all. Had Levis, Young, Jaden Reed, JSN, plus wide receiver twos and threes. RBs barely made NFL cuts. Got five firsts in each of 24, 5, and 6. Five firsts in each. Let that sink in. Went shopping this offseason and have Mahomes, Love, Chase, Puka, Amon-Ra, Tank, Debo, Kelsey. Still has 225 firsts and 526 firsts. Thanks for the help, guys. Hey, good stuff here. Yeah, it is. It is a full on. Hey, you put in the work though, right? However, we helped. Look at Scott smirk. Scott, say something.
Well, no, I'm just sitting here thinking that he went shopping at the same store that Shane shops at, because that's exactly what you would have probably recommended to do. When you hoard all those picks, you're not looking at those 15 first going, I can't wait to add 15 rookies. And we get a lot of questions that look like, I've hoarded all these picks. Should I trade, you know, these four firsts for Mahomes and Debo Samuel? And even though you're like, man, that's so anti-process, it does speak to being in the mode of, okay, I'm flipping from, clearly, if he can get 15 firsts, the league doesn't value first, so you played it right. But the genius is that you played it right. We just did a roster review the other night where somebody basically said the league is starting to flip because he hoarded all of the firsts. Mm. Now the league, this class is going to drive the league to now value picks higher, because they're going to see that the seven firsts he has in this class is going to reboot his roster.
Right.
So 25, 26, 27, they're going to value higher. So it's magical when the league sees what you do, now starts valuing those picks higher than what you paid 2 years ago or a year ago, and you can build a contender like that. So well done. Thank you for the three hammers to brag. It's a good topic.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you a lot. And just as an aside, if anybody wants to get 3 to 4 to 5 hammers, 6 hammers, 10 hammers, just to brag, hey, you know, we'll pump you up.
We'll bump you up. Okay, let's go to one from the crowd here. You've got some stuff, Start. What's up, 507, 508 eyeballs in here? Big stream. Looking forward to this draft. We had a good OG listener league. Rookie draft already thus far.
I've got 7 players through the first two. I have 7 players from the first round, and we'll call it round, not even in half.
When you have a sec, we won't do it now. We'll pull up a trade. We'll have Scott answer it, and then go over the picks you made, what you had, and what players you picked real quick. Okay. Scott, we have got an inbox offer. Pardon, 2 inbox offers from John. Thanks for the question. This is a 12-team super flex PPR start 10, and it is a tiered PPR. So it's 1.5 for running backs, 2.0 for tight ends. There's also a small point per carry. The trade is give 107, get Waddle. What do you think about that first one?
I mean, if it's 1.5 PPR for running backs and it's 0.1 point per carry, I mean, the running backs are steamed way higher than the receivers, so... And it's, I assume, 2 PPR for tight ends versus start 2 tight end. We need to clarify that. But if it's 2 PPR, which
I'm guessing it's 2, it's 2 PPR. Yeah, because people always say start 2 tight end. This is 2.0.
So give 107, get Waddle. I mean, I'm fine with that deal. Waddle's still good, even though the receiver position as a whole is a little devalued. But it's opportunity cost. What else could I have done with the 107? Like, if I could have gotten... Achan, Saquon, somebody that I can take advantage of the running back premium more so than, hell, you know who's probably better than Waddle in this format? Like Travis Etienne. someone like that, you're going, man, that guy outscored the wide receiver 12 by 75 points. I should probably use that 107 differently. But then I see his second offer, and I think I would absolutely hammer that deal.
So I'll read this out again. It's a 12-team super flex tiered start 10. It's give the 109, 204, and a 25 first. Get Bijan. Yeah, in this format, that's just a bonkers. That's a bonkers.
I am a fan of that offer. I am a fan of that trade.
Scott, if that's a Scott Shade, if that's the 102, you could practically, like, you know, it's the 102 in 2025. You're still doing that? If your team can do it. Oh, you know what's funny? Let me just throw this up real quick. Lamar Watson Rodgers does have Achan, Warren, Trash Kids, JJ Kirk, and Joku. Okay. He lists out his whole team here.
The thing is, like, someone like Warren is awesome in this format. And then, I mean, Shane, even if that is a top three pick next year, like, if Bijan hits, he hits to 25 points per game in this format. You know what I mean? Like, if he hits, it's a league winner relative to a lot of the other assets. So I think it's almost like get Bijan at any cost in a 1.5 premium.
Yeah. You don't have a choice here. You almost have to make that deal.
Indeed. Shane, are you ready to go over your picks? If not, it's fine. I can do another one. Yeah,
I got the draft up.
All right, rock and roll. Go ahead. Take it away, sir. Talk specifically about your picks, as you had a ton of picks.
Yeah, I had six picks in the first, right? I had the 10.
What's the format, Shane?
Superflex, 14 team, start 11. So quarterbacks are valuable kids. I had six picks in the first round, something like that. I had the 102 and I took Malik Nabers. That's incorrect, actually. I had the 103 and took Malik Nabers because before him went Caleb and Marvin Harrison, obviously. So I knew if I took Nabers there, I'd be able to get a quarterback at 105. But if I took a quarterback there, I wouldn't be able to get Nabers at 105. So I went Nabers, and then at the quarterback at 105, I took Drake May. That's the only thing that didn't fall my way, I think, for this draft. I was really hoping Daniel was going to fall there, but he didn't. Anyway, I got stuck with Drake May. Then at 108.
I know. Sleeper makes it really tough to be able to see behind. Yeah, go ahead.
So at 108, I said, all right, I'm going to take JJ McCarthy. And then someone picked at 109. Then I picked at 110 and said, all right, well, you know where the value is? It's quarterback. I'm going to take Michael Penix. So I did. And then, are you ready, class? I know you're all going to hate this. At 113, guess what I did?
Bro Nix.
I took another quarterback, Bo Nix. So in the first round, I took Drake May, JJ McCarthy, Michael Penix, and Bo Nix. I housed the absolutely just destroyed the quarterback market. I ended up trading JJ McCarthy for a 25 first, Trey Benson, and Troy Franklin. Because I have eight other quarterbacks at this point. I could give one up. So that was that was the reason I drafted Michael Penix. And then when Bo Nix was still on the board, the gentleman that needed a quarterback, I said, well, it's time to just ether this dude. And this way he's going to have to deal with me. And me and him were actually going back and forth. We had a bunch of variations of trade. I was pushing hard to get his first because we both think it's going to be early. So he was not trying to give it to me. So I ended up with Malik Nabers, Drake May, Brian Thomas, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, Troy Franklin, and Trey Benson.
So, nice little, that's seven draft there.
Seven or so players started out with six first. So I ended up with seven players in additional first.
Yeah.
And I got my Josh Allen deal done in there.
You got a Josh Allen deal done.
Finally.
You got it done. I missed. Yeah. I was driving. I didn't want to see it. What was the full trade there?
It's funny because these listener leagues, a lot of times it takes Shane and I to kind of be like, we're willing to just go rogue and just who cares? I mean, how many times would I trade 3 years of picks away?
Usually never. And that is my Zag league too, man. Yeah, go
ahead. In this league, I'm just like, you know what? I mean, basically the deal was I gave up Josh Allen and three firsts, 26, 25, and 27, which we can't even trade yet. For Ja'Marr Chase and Jalen Hurts. So it was the Jalen Hurts for Josh Allen pivot, which, you know, Shane and I are pretty much fine pivoting from Allen to Hurts and a little bit of credit towards the deal in that. And then got Ja'Marr Chase. And yeah, it will be one of those deals where, you know, I'm just betting on my own team for 3 years down the road. But the team I traded with and the team Shane traded with, both of those teams needed to do something.
Do you have Burrow also? Do you have Burrow?
I have Kyler.
Okay.
I have Kyler.
Actually, the team I dealt with had Burrow. Like, he had Burrow and then literally no other quarterback.
Correct.
So what he should have done is taken a quarterback. There was actually, he had a couple picks in the first round where he could have gone quarterback. Like, even if he could have drafted J.J. McCarthy, he could have drafted Penix, and he could have drafted Nix at any point, and he didn't. And it ended up being more expensive for him to trade for them later, to trade for J.J. McCarthy later.
I think we actually have a Kyler Burrow deal lined up, because he was trying to get Kyler, because I was trying to get Marvin Harrison from him.
Yeah, right.
The same deal. So that I can get Marv and Kyler, and now I have Burrow, or I have Chase, and he's going to have potentially the Marv Kyler stack. So it would make sense for us to swap Burrow and Kyler.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. So let's go to Gavin Emmons.
Emmons.
Thank you for the two hammers. Much appreciated.
Aaron, so go bra.
We're going to start with Scott on this one. We've got a best ball 12 team. And let me encourage those listening too. If you hear best ball, don't just hit the skips, because lots of times there's awesome strategy shit built into these answers, regardless of format. Okay. Best ball, 12 teams, start 12, 6 point per passing touchdown, big point per carry. It's 0.25 for every rush attempt, 2.0 for the tight, or I'm sorry, it's two tight ends, and it's a small tight end premium. He said, you guys are the best. Help me build all my teams. Mahomes, Allen, that's a good start. Kirk Cousins, yeah. AOC, and then at running back, Achan, Warren, Kareem Hunt. Wide receivers, Olave, DJ Moore, Hopkins, and Trash Cans. Kraft, and then Pickwise has the 104, 5, 7, 10, 11, and has 325 first. Just moved Stroud, Tolbert, and the 305 for Allen. Should I sit and pick with my late first, or consolidate for higher picks players? What do you think here? Again, best ball, Scott, 12 teams, start 12, 6 point, big point per carry, start two tight ends. Go ahead, Shane.
One question, is that Mike Tolbert, the fullback for the Chargers?
Tolbert is back.
Okay.
He's 53 years old, but yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff. I didn't see a Mike Tolbert trade on my bingo card tonight, but it happened.
Yeah, I mean, he got Allen for Stroud, and, you know, in best ball, those are two pieces, the 305 and Jalen Tolbert. They're rosterable, but that's it. So you basically didn't pay much of a tax on top of Stroud to get to Allen. First, congrats to Kareem Hunt, first time making the stream this year in 2024.
It is his first time, isn't it?
Hopefully he's the last. You can cut him off your team, most likely. He was one of the worst running backs last year, and he's definitely not a running back that I would want in best ball right now. There's just plenty of other options. But the way I go through about it, like with the best ball team like this, is quarterback room. I mean, Allen, Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, you're good. You don't got to panic. You can take a QB. You don't have to take a QB. You don't probably need any more than one more. And that can be one I acquire closer to the season when I see between O'Connell, Minshew, Stidham, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I was about to say Stidham.
Who the hell is a cheap starter I can use as my fourth and just play him until they're gone, or I pick one up off waivers, et cetera. Going through, the what this team needs is running backs. In best ball, you probably need more running backs just to have a stable floor of points, especially with 0.25 point per carry. Now, what does that cost you to get? probably have to use one or two of these picks. But other than that, I mean, Olave, Moore, Hopkins, best ball, I know he lists cans. You can get away with cans in best ball. You can have like eight cans and be like
Mike Tolbert.
Oh yeah. You know, I have not well when the receiver you're listing is close to a can in best ball, you know, they're far down there. But you can get away with having like a Darnell Mooney, a Josh Reynolds, like those types are they're cans in a lineup league. But in a best ball league, you're like, okay, I need probably a dozen of those guys or half a dozen of those types just sitting on the back of my roster. So I'm actually willing to go back to the picks real quick.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, are you smashing a bunch of running backs? Well, they're so valued to start two tight end again. Go ahead.
Well, I'm definitely taking Bowers. In this tight end, you know, it's a start two, and he only lists Tucker Kraft. So I'm definitely taking Bowers if he's there.
If but if he
he's
not makes there, it. Yeah.
It's a 104. If he's not there, I'm getting Neighbors, Odunze, a QB. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in good shape making those picks. I'd also be willing to trade one of those top seven picks for a running back. Obviously, the higher end ones, I'd be willing to give up the 104 for. Kind of down the tier. Can I get a running back for the 110? Can I get one for the 111? But I'm okay making those picks. You make those picks, you have a very insulated and you have an upward moving roster. So good job building this one. Nicely done.
Hey, I got a couple fun start questions.
What's up, buddy? Yeah, I was about to go over to that. Which one do you want me to pull up?
Well, there's this one. I keep forgetting Ty is a Canadian, isn't he?
So Ty is Canadian, and so is our editor, John Doe. And Ty finally got his slides from Dynasty Trades in Five slides. They're like white, you know, sandals or whatever. It only took Canada 30 days to receive them. Right, yeah, it was like estimated delivery 2027.
I need to get me some of those.
You didn't know Ty was Canadian, and I paid. I paid him the extra tax. The PayPal, the Canadian thing is tough, bro.
Have you listened to Ty talk, Shane?
Yeah, I guess I just you know how he sounds Canadian. He doesn't sound it, but also certain accents you get used to them. But
he definitely, you can definitely tell that he is Canadian. At least I can. My own ears can tell, but that's just bias of knowing already.
The real reason I wanted to highlight Ty is because I wanted to pimp. He does an excellent job at roster reviews, and if you haven't signed up for a roster review yet, go do that at somewhere. And there's a bunch of different types of reviews you can get, and you should get those. But Ty is one of the options, and despite his Canadianness, he actually is a super smart guy.
No, for sure. And I see the emails pop up, and when it says peer-to-peer review, I'm like, oh, that person's in good hands. So yeah, you can go to just email rosterreview@dynastytradesandfive.com or go to dynastytradesandfive.com/rosterreview. And you can see the different tiers and whatnot. Our go-to is Scott and Shane Live, and they've been doing a ton. This is busy season to say the least. So easiest way, email rosterreview@dynastytradesandfive.com. Rock on. Okay, let's keep rolling here. Did you have a starred one? You said you had a couple fun ones. Did you want? I'm just going to pull up one right here.
Yeah, I already lost my attention that quickly. I lost.
You're gone.
Huh? What we're talking about. Sorry.
All right, we're live streaming. Alex has a strategy question. Shane, we're going to start with you here. You're dialed in. When two wide receivers have equal skill value to you, which direction do you lean toward for making picks? Says QB situation or target opportunity, especially with the emphasis on year one success. What do you think here?
So last year, I actually took a look at wide receiver ones and what they needed to become wide receiver ones. And what I saw was that about 70% of the time they needed a QB one to become a wide receiver one, or they correlate it. I don't know the R to it, so don't yell at me, all you data nerds. But what I saw was that there was a lot of, I don't want to say causation, but there was a lot of the wide receiver ones had top 12 quarterbacks. So I think the quarterback situation is probably more important to me. If you're a good wide receiver, you're going to earn your targets. It's that simple. And quite frankly, if you had a bad quarterback and you had a ton of targets, I don't know what I was about to say, but no, quarterback situation for me. Because if you're a good wide receiver, you're going to earn those targets anyway. And I'd prefer that you earn them from a good quarterback rather than a bad quarterback.
Sure. What do you think here, Scott?
Well, it's funny because to Shane's point, you know, Ja'Marr Chase last year was wide receiver 9 in points per game. And he had a couple games at the end of the year where he wasn't that great, but he was wide receiver 9, but his quarterbacks on the season cumulative were like quarterback 23. So like his quarterbacks didn't produce, but you're like, he still was wide receiver 9. Imagine if his quarterback comes back and his wide receiver quarterback 8, you know what I mean? Like it's probably going to mean there's a little bit of a higher ceiling. And I didn't go through it this year, but I've done a similar thing with Shane. As you go back and you look at historically, what does it take for wide receivers to be a wide receiver 1, meaning top 12? And that can be antiquated in terms of how much that matters. But a lot of times it takes a certain level of target volume or a certain level of efficiency from the quarterbacks. And that's still just a crack top 10. Remember Deontay Johnson a couple years ago when Ben Roethlisberger was awful, but he had 171 targets, but he still was wide receiver 9 or wide receiver 10 with 171 targets or whatever it was. So you're looking at him going, he was inefficient, but he just still got there on volume. So I think that's a legitimate conversation with these landing spots to answer the question for me. There's two components. I'm drafting a receiver because of the landing spot and the profile. But I also have to have realistic expectations that if a receiver goes to the Panthers, what are the odds that they even have a outcome where it's a wide receiver 1, no matter who it is, no matter who the player is, no matter how much you like the receiver they're going to take in the second round.
It's gross.
They probably don't have a world where you go, okay, that's a wide receiver 1. Maybe 3 years down the road, if Bryce Young's a lot better. But then you look at the target competition, you just don't see it. So I think you do have to have a serious conversation about the efficiency of the quarterback before you even start tiering your receivers if you're looking for true. Because Shane, wouldn't you say in today's game, you don't want a receiver that people are going to perceive has no ceiling? That is going to affect what you can do with the receiver once they're on your team, right? That has to account for the type of player you draft, knowing the one-year outlook. If it's just going to be, oh, that's a nice player, but he's going to be held back by his situation, do you really want to spend the 202 rookie pick on that guy, on Ricky Pearsall on the Panthers? Is that worth
Definitely not Ricky Pearsall.
You get the example. And now, you know what? Go to Pierre's question, then I want to bring something up to Shane. I want to ask him a question about how he's feeling on the class, but continue.
Sounds good. Pierre, thanks for the hammer. Much appreciated. So this is a 12-team Superflex PPR. It's half. That means 1.5 for the tight ends. Let me clean this up. 12-team Superflex PPR, 1.5 for the tight ends, start 9. Burrow, A-Rich at quarterback. Spears, Kendre Miller, and Trash Cans at running back. London, Christian Watson, Godwin. And then at tight end, Likely is the only one listed. We have the 101, 111, 201, 6, 9. And then he's got 225 first, seconds, and 26 first. The trade is, Mr. Shane, give the 101 and Kendre Miller, get Brees, Levis, and Christian Kirk. Shallow 12-team super flex, start 9.
Yeah, no. No. I like Brees, but this is one of the few start 9s where I'm like, I think you need to kind of split this pick, dude, because I'm looking at your team. Your quarterbacks are fine. Running backs, you have people. Drake London is your wide receiver 1. Watson is your 2. I'm not feeling that. I guess maybe Godwin is your 2. I don't know. I'm not moving the 101 for Kendre, for Brees. And Levis does me no good. Absolutely no good. Yeah, he's extraneous. I don't even know if that's a proper term of the use of that word, but that's what he feels to me. No, he feels expeditious.
I mean,
extraneous, extra. I don't need him. He's a useless appendage. He's like a third arm. There's nothing
I
can do.
What's that word? I always mess it up. Is it superfluous? Is that an application for this? Like extra?
Sure. Let's just keep using. We'll definitely not throw words out of there. But no, I don't like this deal. I do like getting Brees. I mean, I will say that. And in this format, Brees over Marv is reasonable, but I think you need a wide receiver 1.
There was a, yeah, the second part was activity levels mid was going to take Marv, feels like an okay return. I agree with you, Shane, personally. I would rather split that 1-1. The team isn't there, even in a shallow format. Scott, brief thoughts. Oh, go ahead, Shane.
Well, that's just going to say, and that's my other problem, is if I add Breece to this team, I don't know that that makes this a team that's going to compete this year or even next year without some extra moves. And it's mid-activity, so that's good to know. So we don't really know how many moves you're going to be able to make. Superfluous.
Can I send Christian Kirk and Will Levis and get DJ Moore, Brandon Ayuk, a receiver like that?
Right.
Because you're telling me I'm getting Brandon Ayuk and Breece Hall for the 101? Like, how are you not accepting that trade in a start nine? I mean, because he's getting a lot of value.
Nobody in their right mind would make that deal.
I'm just saying, you have two extra assets here. I think the trade for me comes down to what can I do with Will Levis and Christian Kirk. Now, someone suggested in the chat, and I think this is another, alternative strategy. Can you turn Will Levis into a 25 first? Where I'm just ignoring the fact that I'm trying to upgrade a receiver. I'm just taking those extra assets and turning them into future picks. The value is there. It's just not a perfect deal for what you're trying to accomplish.
I mean, yeah, like I said, you know your league. If that sounds like something that you might be able to do, I just don't know that I could. I don't know of many leagues that I think I could get a 25 first in for get a 25 first for Levis.
And to your point, Shane, most times in the start nines, people the gap between how people value the elite players and the Christian Kirks and Will Levis, like those guys are useless. The person with those guys has been dreaming of getting rid of all three of these pieces in one deal to get a hammer receiver. Right. That's probably why you're getting the offer.
Yeah. Considered to be waiver quality. Okay. Let's go on to Russell with the three hammers. Oh, wait. Scott, you wanted to ask Shane something about this class.
Yeah, just, you know, initial impressions. I'm not going to hold you to it because we're literally going to have all this information change on us in less than 48 hours. But Shane, just from early impressions of doing some drafts, but then also just months and months of just reading Twitter and seeing people's comments on, you know, how they view certain players. Throw me out one name. We'll go one receiver, one running back for each category. That is underrated, overrated, overvalued, undervalued. You got any answers to that? You got a receiver or a running back that right now is just being steamed up too much, or there's too big of a hive mind for a guy, good or bad?
No. I mean, I think that the consensus is so strong on all these players. It's hard to say, like, can I say Xavier Worthy? But no, because he's going at 112. Running back, I don't know, Trey Benson, except that he's going at 203, which is probably where he should be going. Blake Corum, like everyone's kind of where they should be. I guess maybe Keon Coleman is underrated compared to some of the other wide receivers that we're going to draft over him, considering their ceilings. Like I hate, it feels like I'm the Ladd McConkey hater guy, but I'm really not, I promise you. But like, people want to draft Ladd McConkey over Keon Coleman. Like, what is Ladd McConkey's upside? I don't know what his upside
he's,
is.
He's liked more. And didn't you think Keon Coleman was going to be who's going to be the first one to draft him kind of player in rookie drafts? Where did he go in OGs? I know it's pre NFL.
He went 203.
203.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 17th overall, right?
17.
That's right.
No.
Yeah. Overvalued.
And it doesn't even have to be a player. I think it can be more of just a range of picks. Like, I'll give you an example for me. Clay and I took Bucky Irving, Will Shipley, Ray Davis at the 307, 8, and 9, which in the equivalent of a 12 teamer would be the 311 through 401. And here's the thing, the outcome, Clay, is that they either land in a good spot or they don't. But there's 17 receivers that went before him, and I guarantee you 8 of those are going to be shit by the time we get to Sunday. You know what I mean? So like Javon Baker, Malachi Corley, Luke McCaffrey, Jermaine Burton, Jalen McMillan, all Jalen Polk,
Malachi
most
Corley's
overrated receiver.
Corley's going to get drafted.
Most overrated receiver.
Corley's going to get drafted.
Here's the thing. I don't, unless they go to a spot where they are top 24 off the rip, I'm not interested in Malachi Corley in the second round because there's going to be 10 receivers in the second round. You know what I mean? Like, some are going to be good. Some are going to land in spots where you go, okay, Malachi Corley goes to Miami. Do you give a shit where he gets drafted? What round? Does anyone care? No. Or would you rather have Will Shipley on any team where he could get touches? You would take the running back, right? That's, I think, the flaw in these pre-rookie draft mocks or pre-rookie draft or pre-draft drafts is that people just hammer receivers thinking they're getting the next Jaden Reed, Rashee Rice, and it's like a lot of these are just, I don't know. The receiver class this year is wildly, wildly, wildly overrated.
I wish it's just redundant, no?
I would have. I wish I would have gotten Will Shipley in our draft. To be quite honest with you,
that's you can make an offer.
Clay yeah, needs.
I took Shipley and Ray Davis. Yeah,
I'll give you several fourth round draft picks. A lot of chatter in there, just back and forth. A couple of people saying the class is overrated. Other people are saying that it's not overrated. I don't think it's overrated at all. You have four studs, right? Yeah, I saw that. Bo Nix undervalued. You saw there's three studs.
Malik and those Mayer, are excluded. Carbonate. Those are excluded. I'm trying to hit on receivers I can Thomas. Flip for first that are receivers outside of the top three. And I think we're going to be vastly disappointed.
No, I don't think we will. Brian Thomas Jr. We've got so many receivers that we almost can't be disappointed that all these guys aren't going to fail. More than half of these guys probably hit, like Brian Thomas Jr., Mitchell, Troy Franklin, etc.
We talked about it last week with Rich Rebar, and I think it's grown even stronger as I've seen some of these rookie drafts that we're in. It's purely people are just scared of everything else but receiver. So it causes them to just draft as many as they possibly can. And I get it if you're paying the 310 for a receiver and you're like, okay, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But you know, taking Xavier Leggett at the 201.
Well, that's, you know, like just,
there's something better you could do with that pick.
Yeah, that's silly. But what's funny is because you see, besides the Bo Nix love that Josh is showing in there, he's also saying the second round running backs are overvalued. Well, I don't think they are. There's at least probably four, five running backs that I want in the second round of this draft. And yeah, it could change after the NFL draft, but I really don't think it will.
Well, but I think with the running backs, they're very much a have or have not running back class, right? You know, when you draft a running back in the second, they're either going to be nuked or they're going to be good value. But you understand that outcome. I think the problem with taking the receivers is you're going to end up with a lot of players where you go, Shane, a receiver goes, Malachi Corley goes to the Colts in the second. Good draft capital, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a bust, but if that happens, Clay, do you even want him?
No, because nobody wants him.
But what are you going to do? He was a second rounder. If you already have him pre-draft, you're going to hold him and hold him and hold him for 3 years and never be able to move him until somebody pays you back what you spent. And you're never going to get that. And that's, I think, going to happen to a lot of receivers that people are just assuming, oh, they're all going to land. And I really figured this out today when we were doing our draft contest where you have to pick the landing spots. And you go through round two and round three and you go, damn, I think there's going to be like 12 receivers that go in round two and round three. And there's like five landing spots people would like. And you're like, damn, you know, San Fran's going to take one and the Colts are going to take one and the Eagles and the Dolphins are going to take one. And you're just going like, I don't want any of these teams to take one, but they're going to.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, let's go to Russell here. We're going to knock out a few more hammers. Yeah, we had a great talk. Morning drive the other morning. What was that? Yesterday? Yesterday was Monday.
I don't care. I'll pimp our patron. Yesterday, if you're a patron, you've got the morning drive. Scott, myself, Clay jumped on. Basically, it was like an hour and a half. And then later that evening, you got Manic and Chill for another hour and 15 minutes. Myself, Scott, I forget if other people jumped in because it feels like it was 1,000 years ago, but whatever. Yeah.
No, it was fun. It was fun. We had some valuable conversation there. And our patrons get the content early. They get the content early and they vote and they participate in the content creation. They pick our Dynasty Trades in 5 minute shows. So patreon.com/allgas if you want to join the party. Okay, let's move on to this banner here from Russell Y. We've teased it. If he's in the crowd, he's seen it popped up once and then whoop. Thank you for the three hammers. This is a Scott 12 team. You're all right there, Shane. You're like waiting to sneeze.
No, I was just checking. Usually, you know, it's just
should I hide Russell's thing again right now?
Usually there's like one dirt bike going through, but it sounded like there was just a bunch of them going through. So I just wanted to see if it was like one of those Philly things where there's like 45 of them just taking over the street, but it's not. So let's go.
No, I get it in Baltimore. Okay, 12-team super flex, half PPR, start 10, is 4 point per passing touchdown, Scott. T-Law, Murray, and six backup quarterbacks. Spears, NERB on a 53. At wide receiver has Devontae Smith, Pickens, Downs, Curtis Samuel, and then at tight end, Kincaid. Picks-wise, 102, 103, 106, has the 201, 325 first, and 326 first. Mahomes is on the block. Does it make sense for my team? The second or the last part is, should I stick to the rebuild with young assets? If so, what should I offer? If both Adunze and May are available at 106, who should I go with? Okay, what are you doing with this team, Scott? 4 point per passing touchdown, 12 team super flex, start 10, half PPR.
Well, I mean, if Mahomes is on the block and the deal you can get for him looks something similar to what we saw a couple trades ago where it was Herbert and what, the 104? Can I send T-Law and the 106 and maybe the 201 and try to get him that way? And you know what? You probably can't, but it's also the type of offer if a Mahomes team puts him on the block and you're coming with a Trevor Lawrence and a 106, they have to at least listen because that may be the best offer they get. Most likely. You don't see a lot of big offers come in for a guy like Mahomes when he's on the block. So that person has to at least really look at their process and go, okay, man, I can get the 201, the 106, and Lawrence, which then gives you the flexibility to go, okay, I have Kyler, I have the 102, 103. We don't know what Caleb versus Marv looks like. That may impact whether I'm willing to trade away T-Law on the 106. I think you're in a good spot, though. I don't think you have to get Mahomes on this team. If you're going to get Caleb, you're adding Caleb to T-Law and Kyler. I mean, you still have three top 12 quarterbacks right there.
What do you think about this?
I just kind of trust it.
What do you think about this question right here? Should I stick to the rebuild with young assets? Because that's kind of a macro question there. Generally looking at his team.
I mean, the team's not awful. Meaning, like, I could probably draft a couple players and set a lineup and have a shot that is a live underdog, and I have six firsts in the future where maybe if I move one or two of those, I could turn this into a team that's a playoff team pretty easily. Now, do you want to do that? You could go the other way. I'm curious, Shane, what would you do with this? Because if you're adding Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, and, you know, what do we do at tight end? You could go Bowers, you could go Adunze, or you could take your third QB there if you choose not to trade for Mahomes. You still have six firsts to play with. I bet you Shane could turn this into a team that is contending at the start of the season if he really wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got 325 firsts and 326.
And 326s.
Yeah, dude, yep. I mean, you make the 102. You're like, yeah, okay, fine. Give me Neighbors. Give me a Dunze. Yes, I'm adding Brock Bowers at 106. And then those 25 firsts, first of all, who do they belong to? Go to those people because at least one of them is a bad team with at least one good player. And you go, dude, you're pretty bad. Or if it's a woman, call her dudette or ma'am. I don't know, whichever she prefers.
I always say dudette.
Yeah, dudette. I have been told don't call women ma'am, though. They don't like that, apparently. Anywho, they don't like a lot.
Who told you that?
Well, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of women that don't like anything I say. Anywho, I'd probably look at those teams that those 25 firsts belong to and be like, yeah, look, you're not going to be great. Here's your 25 first back. Give me your best player, assuming their best player is not like T. Higgins. But yeah, you stick with the rebuild with the young assets. Like, you're already, it's not like you're veering from your rebuild. By making these picks, like, you know what I mean? You're adding three first round draft picks that are under the age of 22. So you can go ahead and use your other picks, the 25s and 26s, to supplement your roster.
What are you doing if Marv goes 101? Marv goes 101. Are you drafting Caleb and Neighbors at 2 and 3?
What was this quarterback situation again?
T-Law and Kyler.
T-Law and Kyler and six backups.
Well, I'm trying like a devil. Try not to curse.
Would you give 201 and 102 right now to move up to 101 so that you don't get stuck with Caleb and you just get Marvin Neighbors?
Well, I would, but I'd also explore, can I move T-Law? Can I move T-Law? What can I get for T-Law, right? Can
T-Law and 103 get you Mahomes? Are you doing it?
No, not in this situation.
No, I'll take Jaden Daniels for 4 points for passing touchdown.
Yeah.
T-Law and your pick of a 25 and a 26 first gets you Mahomes. Are you doing it?
Yes. I'm spreading that out like credit card, man. That money's never going to come due.
Okay.
Right? Never going to come due. I'll charge it today, and I'll worry about paying that bill off in 2029.
So then you got Kyler Mahomes, Neighbors, Marv, Adunze, and this team's winning the friggin' ship, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there. So be creative. I mean, that's the story of that whole situation there is just be creative.
Log, thank you for the three hammers. Appreciate it. Scott, 12-team Superflex, start 10. It's a tight end premium, half PPR. Herbert, Tua, and trash cans at quarterback. Waddle is the only wide receiver listed. Same with Andrews being the only tight end. Pick-wise, 105, 107. Does have 225 firsts and multiple seconds. The question is, trade Andrews for a 25 first and third? And then follow-up questions, move everybody and blow it up. Keep the main four players and start from there. What do you think here? Again, it's 12-team Superflex, half PPR, probably full PPR for tight end, start 10, Scott. Are you trading Andrews, let's assume, mid-25 first and a third?
I mean, I don't love to, but the problem with this team is you have four assets. Herbert is the only one I would probably want to keep given what he is versus what his market is right now. Tua and Andrews are already immediately more valuable to your roster than the league, but yet they're not valuable to your roster. So I'm almost looking at this like I'll build around Herbert as my future QB2. Hopefully I can find one better than him or equivalent or better to him in the next year or two. Everything else can go, though. Like, can I trade Tua and Waddle for somebody's two future firsts and give me something else? You know what I mean? Can I just sell the stack and clean somebody out in the future and just get four assets? Can I get
Tua, Waddle,
111 and two future firsts for Waddle and Tua and just walk away with all flexibility? And then Andrews, you'd almost have to give Andrews for the first and the third here, Shane, wouldn't you? I mean, do you have any other outs? He's still a 28, 29-year-old tight end. I mean, I almost think you got to do it unless you think you can sell for more.
He has one wide receiver, no running backs.
Yep.
He's got to take the 25 first.
Yeah. He's got the QB, 17 in points per game in Tua, who just had a career year to be the QB 17. I like Herbert, so I'm not moving Herbert, and it's a bad time to move him. Just so everyone understands, this is a temporary setback for Herbert this year, I think. You've got to move Andrews for the first and the third. Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'd suggest is, do you have a third, and could you instead make that Andrews and your third for the 25 first and second?
You getting cute there? Are you risking it? I'm not going to risk it, but yes, it's good.
He's not going to blow it. That dude's not going to blow
it. You don't think that'll blow it up, huh?
Nah, man. Look, as long as
somebody's going to give you a first for Andrews,
as long as you're not an asshole in your league and you're reasonable, people won't just walk away from the table. And if they do, they'll come back if you're not a jerk off.
Agree. If they sent you that, they want Mark Andrews.
Yeah, if you have the leverage,
they want their first gone for a guy like Andrews. So they're willing to probably budge.
Yeah, and you're not being a douchebag and being like, oh, let me get two firsts. You know what I mean? And then you're being extraneous, superfluous, maybe.
Let me ask you a question, though, actually. This came to mind when I was looking at that one, or as a previous rebuild question. So even though we don't care about running backs in rebuilds, if you are trading away an asset, you're splitting a big asset, do you still recommend getting those, you know, warm body running backs thrown into deals? Maybe like, why the hell does this person want a running back? They suck. But do you see that as an opportunity to maybe turn that into a third during the season? Just thoughts on that, running backs and rebuilds.
I mean, you have to. Like, I was talking about the trade I made earlier with the Allen and Hurts deal. The hang up on the deal I was trying to work to get Burrow in the same type of trade was the person needed another first, and I didn't have it. So instead, I offer a second in DeAndre Swift, and they don't want that. All that means is they now have to go put in work to turn the assets that I'm giving them into what they actually want. But it's similar with taking a running back in a deal. Maybe somebody really wants to get off of their Tony Pollard and they want to have Deontay Johnson instead. And you don't want to make the swap because you're rebuilding. You're going, why would I trade for Tony Pollard? But is that enough for you to say, okay, it's accomplishing what I want, Clay. So I'll eat the running back coming back and just bank that I can sell Tony Pollard at some point for the similar reason I would want to sell a guy like Deontay Johnson on a rebuild. Sure. Sometimes I have to stray and take the running back and just bank that you got to have the discipline to move them, especially if you're getting tempted by Shane. I'm tempting you with that Tajay Spears, or I'm tempting you with the shiny new running back you're going to draft this year, but you're rebuilding. So don't look at the fact that a running back is still 23 or 22 and go, I'll be able to build around him. Like, I'm fine just getting rid of all of them. Pick your spots.
Let's go to Danny from our Discord. He is the man. And hopefully, first off, I told him he has no business sending us hammers because they basically get this all day in the Discord. And he's a Destination 5 tier member as well, the combo DTI 5 tier. Danny, what's good, my man? And I know you've got another one in here as well. 10-team. This is a 10-team super flex, start 11, tiered PPR, big play bonuses. I completely pillaged one owner to get this team. Hurts, T-Law, JT, NERB, then has CD, AJ Brown, Terry McLaurin, Rice, Schultz, has the 103, 4, 6, 325 first. He says one of which is super early. And then he has 326 first. Owners of the 101 and 102 say they're going Marv and Bowers. The 103 and 4, I think I'm going to go Caleb and Neighbors, or whatever two of those four are left. The question is here, and Shane will go with you, what to do with the 106 and my future picks? Do I package them for another tight end, trade for future first? What do you think? What are you doing with Danny's team here?
Could you? Yes, thank you. If you
of course.
Go back,
10 team super flex start 11 tiered PPR, Shane.
Nothing about tight ends now.
But 2.0, I imagine.
But I'm just curious. So he doesn't think Brock Bowers will be there at 106 then, right? Because
he says he thinks 101 and 2 are going Marvin Bowers.
Okay. So no,
I know the league. I believe it is 2 PPR and it is 1.5.
It's a big max. Yeah, and the tight ends get an additional first down bonus. Yeah, like tight ends and running backs are nuked, and I think it's a start 3 running back.
So absolutely no one's going to deal you a tight end. No one's going to deal you a tight end that's worth dealing you unless you overpay for David Njoku or Evan Engram.
Yeah, so it's what to do with the 106 and future picks. I get what you're saying.
I don't know what his running back situation looks like, but I'd be okay moving my future picks for running backs in this league from from what your descriptions of it. I'd go find the teams that obviously aren't good, see if they would like some picks for their running backs. But at 106, I'm just going to Dunze if he's on the board. Like, why would I go? Why would I not do that? I understand that the other positions are valued, but it's not like I'm going to go running back there, right? I'm not going to go Jonathan Brooks at 106.
And this is where I think we need to get more context on this one. So offline, you can ask us, Danny, but I'm pretty sure he was talking about this league earlier. This is a league where receivers are devalued because it's 1.5 PPR and bonuses, and it's start 3 running back. So like a running back that's catching 50 passes is smashing the receivers.
So then are you dealing the 106 for Rashad White, James Cook? Based on scoring, that
scoring wise, his receiver room is kind of already, there's a reason that he's got McLaurin and Rashee Rice as his like third and fourth receiver. Cause he's already kind of narrowed it down to like, I don't want to hold a ton of value in receiver besides CD and AJ Brown. I don't need Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers here. I'd rather have Brock Bowers and if I could get Brock Bowers and like Jahmyr Gibbs, they smash the receiver.
Right.
What are the close?
Oh, yeah. What are the picks that he has again? So why can't we move up?
Three and four.
And let me just throw this in here real quick, as you were talking about the wide receivers. He traded the 206 for Mike Evans. Just so we know that.
And you know, Danny knows his league, and he probably would have put it in the comments if it's doable. But why? This is one of those. Why aren't I trying to move a 25 first, not the super early one, obviously, in the 103 and get up to 101 or 102? Now, I don't need a quarterback. And if he's sure, quarterback's going at 101, move up to 102 and get Brock Bowers. Because like you're saying, if scoring's devalued at wide receiver that much.
It is, but here's the thing. It's a tactical error to overpay to get Brock Bowers, because the market on like David Njoku or Evan Ingram should still be strong relative to the price.
Well,
so, I guarantee it's not soft though. If I own David Njoku or Evan Ingram, I have literally no impetus. Yeah, sure. To trade those players. Absolutely none, unless you're going to overpay. You're going to have to.
Until I'm offering you a 25 first and a second for Evan Ingram, and now you're going, okay, I got it.
Based on this score,
people are good with it.
Evan Ingram is top 15 scoring. Like, he's probably top 15 scorer, so I'm not moving him for a first and a second. I'm going to hold on to him, and then I'll send offers. You give me two firsts, and I'll give you Evan Ingram in a second.
I guess my point would be, have you tried fishing in the tight end range where people are going to kind of go, blah? Because the scoring relative to Freiermuth
would be a good target, right?
Freiermuth.
The Bijan owner. Here's some context. Danny noted the Bijan owner wants four firsts. So that's a little much, a little expensive.
Yeah, that the
well, yeah, you know, I mean, but
if I can give the 225s and the 226s that are not early for Bijan that could literally outscore every player in the format by 100 points, would you do it, Shane?
Oh, I stopped listening because I was looking in the chat. But no,
225s and 226s for Bijan, not the early ones. For a guy in that scoring, if it's 1.5 PPR, Bijan could literally outscore every player by 50-plus points.
Yeah. And I tell you what, this is probably this league I might go. I do actually like that. Let me go to the Njoku owner. Let me go to the Ingram owner. Give up a first and a second for both of them. Or one of them. Shit, both of them. Just send the offer out on both. But send the Bijan offer out first. See what happens there.
It all comes down to format, Dad. Because what else are we giving more than two firsts for any running back for that matter? Yeah, play to the format. Ethan, thanks for the hammer. Much appreciated. So this is a 10-team Superflex, half PPR. It is 1.25 for the tight ends, start 10. Mahomes, Herbert, and backups at quarterback. Monty, Zamir White, Antonio Gibson at running back. Wide receivers, Jamar, A.J. Brown, Ayuk, D.J. Moore, Dio John, and Christian Watson. Tight ends are Ingram, Kraft. Has the 202 and an extra 26 first of a bad manager. Just looking for team suggestions to win this year. Obviously, the league is shallow, but most hammers aren't available for trades besides what I already have. Any ideas to gain an edge in this format? I said it's a mid-activity league, moving to 12 teams after the 24 season. Good for you. Top six assets are protected for expansion drafts, so roster construction should siphon away the value from 7 to 8 best assets. Scott, what do you think here, man? Because I'm sure you were listening to that last part. There's no way in hell Shane was listening to siphoning away.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm definitely listening.
So it's a 10-team start 10, and essentially they're expanding, so you're only going to be able to protect six players, which is what I was reading with the expansion rules. So you're probably trying to consolidate as much as you can into those, which he already has. I mean, A.J. Brown, Jamar Chase, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, and then one of D.J. Moore, Brandon Ayuk. You know, like you're going to have enough players, but you're not overexposed with like too many of those guys you're going to be tempted to keep. So here's the thing. You're already in it to win it with enough studs to where I can probably move. Can I move David Montgomery for a 26 first? Can I move Christian Watson and Deontay Johnson? Like, I can shed my excess. I assume We need to go to the second part real quick.
Yep.
Top six assets. Does that mean if I load up on future first, the expansion takes all of those as well?
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Do the picks count as that? Well, I don't know.
If it does, then there isn't an edge to loading up on 26 first because I'm going to lose them all. I might as well spend everything I have outside of the top six studs because I'm going to lose them all anyway. Mm. The only reason I would think that doesn't count is because what if you sold your picks? I assume you just pay and then you lose them. So you might as well spend and pay for your picks, right? Because you're only going to be able to keep how many teams is there? 26 first going to be a top six asset. How
are they? And who's ranking the top assets? Are they just going off KTC rankings?
I think you just keep six assets, Shane. You pick.
Mm-hmm.
But does that include my 26 first? Because if it doesn't, every team's going to lose their 26 picks then.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. There's a lot of context there, except for really important context. Like the draft picks, exactly like Scott said, the draft picks I just traded for, do I get to keep them? Because if I don't, well, then that kind of, I don't know, man. First of all, an expansion draft seems like a terrible idea to me. I would just blow the league up and start over.
We need to know the context. If it's 25 firsts, you have to keep because they're going to be defined as a draft pick already. I assume we'll know the draft order. But if the 26 first don't count, I'm sending everything for 26 first besides the six or seven guys I'm going to keep.
Right.
And just get ahead of it there. That'd be my strategy.
I need you to, never mind. I'm creating a banner from a missed hammer, but I'm going to throw up T-Law Shampoo. One of our faves. One of our.
I got you, Clay. You work on your banner. I'll read it. I'll tee Shane up. Shane, this is T-Law Shampoo. Okay. I don't know what brand that is. If that's what
Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders. Okay.
Yeah. Your
12 team, super flex, start 10, 1.5 tight end premium. So basically as vanilla as you could possibly get. A-Rich, Watson, Jefferson, Chase, Amon-Ra. Let's just stop and admire that wide receiver room, Shane. How proud are you of T-Law's shampoo?
Jesus Christmas. And then he's just got Tank hanging out. Like, oh, yeah, here's Tank Dell. Just whatever. Yep.
We got James Conner and Austin Eckler. So, I mean, we got two bodies.
McBride.
You got Trey McBride, George Kittle, and the 102, which he states likely Caleb Williams. And then three firsts next year, two firsts in 26, and a second next year. What is the strategy? And you're not trading 102 for Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson or Amon-Ra St. Brown because we already have them. Can we get CeeDee Lamb? And just make it a triumvirate.
Yeah, I mean
the top three receivers.
He's already got three of the top five.
Are you taking
ridiculous.
Caleb? Just because you're banking on Watson, you'd rather just take Caleb here. You're just good taking him.
I mean, because looking at the options, right? Like I'd go, well, let's take Neighbors. Except that, could you even start Neighbors in this league? One, two, three, four. Yeah, you could start
10.
Him. He's your wide receiver 4. Tank could slide in near a flex spot. Two of your running back. No, because the upgrade from Watson to Caleb should be pretty significant. And that's like the one area that's a weakness. And I do like building on strengths. That is one of my favorite things to do. But there's also a point where you've JJ Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know that we need to add another wide receiver to that mix. I think you would the impact will be better felt upgrading at quarterback.
If you added Caleb, but then you traded Deshaun Watson and a second for Michael Pittman, would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you just basically do the same thing you were thinking about, but you do it through trade and then draft Caleb instead of beg for a receiver to be there in the draft. I like that move.
Yeah.
I like it. We got to do another one. Clay's
let's
making
get,
us
let's
continue.
Get one from the crowd. I'm going to pick one from the crowd. I'm just going to close my eyes. Oh, wait, here you go. Super Jumper. Okay. I'm going to do Super Jumper. He's got 86,
there.
86 in there. So
Dagger, what I was just working on. What, do you guys didn't hit anything, did you? No. Can I blame StreamYard?
Okay. Super jumper. He submitted a hammer back in March, but never seen it yet. He thinks it might be stuck in the hopper. He appreciates all that we do.
Super jumper. Email Clay at DynastyTradesAt5.com. I'm in here right now. What's up?
We got this.
Oh, yeah. He's already
name got on the it. Hammer was Skid 85. No, we got this, bro.
He's been putting skid marks in his undies since 1985.
Super flex. Start 10. He has the 102 and the 103. Should he traded the 103 in Dell and got back Chase. Okay, very good. His roster is A-Rich Herbert, any QB on a 32, ETN, Zamir White, Trash Cans, JJ,
Dell, we'll let it slide.
Godwin, Downs, Can. He's got the 102, 302. There's no question here. Okay, so Clay's going to go ahead and just find that because there's no question
of
here.
All the comments in the chat, Shane picks a random one and it doesn't even have
there's no question here, right?
No.
Nice. Okay.
There's been 100 right. questions. People probably wanting us to put it on there. You pick one that doesn't even have
I just assumed if it was three parts that there'd be a question in some part of it. All right, Johnny Mac. Appreciate Johnny Mac. Always in the comments on YouTube and not usually mean to me like some of the comments that say my voice is too monotone or my jokes are bad. Inbox offer, 12-team Superflex, tight end premium, start 11. Should he give Jordan Love in the 308 and get T. Higgins in the 105? His other QBs are Mahomes and Kyler.
Yes.
Yeah, this is... I mean, look, the 105 for Jordan Love is fair. It's fair.
It alleviates another problem you have with too much in QB and not enough in the other spots in a start 11. So this is a dream offer that if I saw your team in this league, Shane, I would never give you this for one of your QBs, desperate to trade one of them.
This is beautiful. This is someone giving you a high-end asset plus T. Higgins in a start 11. Like we can't just dismiss T. Higgins as much as I'd like to. We can't dismiss him in a start 11. Not at all. What's the word, Clay? We still answering questions?
Okay. Superfluous? Is that the word you're looking for?
Big Diaz. Yeah.
Do one more. I'm almost ready.
Stop it. Big Diaz energy. The morning drive was awesome. I'm not a morning person, but it was worth the wake up. Yeah, we had some West Coasters on the morning drive with us. It's one of our favorite things is the morning drive, man.
The best part about the morning drive is Shane is in traffic, and every once in a while, he'll just absolutely cuss out somebody. Then we can't see it, but you can hear him yelling.
It's like, oh, you would, Chevy.
Here's an actual question that I want to put up there from Matthew. He's always involved in the chat as well on these streams. Difference between rookie drafts and 10-team super flexes versus 12. I've talked about this a lot with I devalue the quarterbacks, but Shane, if you're in a 10 teamer, which I don't think either of us are in a 10 teamer now, but how would you approach it differently if that is the market to where basically the skill players have more value, the QBs that are not elite have less value, but we get a ton of questions. All right, man, 102, should I still take Caleb Williams? When my QBs are Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, should I draft Caleb Williams? Even though it's a 10-teamer, do I take Caleb over Neighbors if my QB room is already mid by itself?
Yeah, here's the thing. So I don't think I'm alone in this. Caleb's, I don't expect him to be mid, right? I expect that dude either to be elite or just not hit. Jaden Daniels, I expect him to be elite or not hit. So I'm taking those dudes. And maybe that's too player takey, but I'm not taking Drake May. I'm not taking JJ McCarthy. I'm not taking Michael Penix, Bo Nix. Like, those dudes aren't coming near my roster. But I would take Caleb or Jaden Daniels over Neighbors if I can then move Goff or if I can move Dak. If I can't, no, I'm just going to go with the high-end wide receiver and Neighbors. And at 103, I'm going to Dunze, you know? So the wide receivers, yes, it does devalue the quarterback from a general discussion.
So what does the first round look like after the Caleb and Daniels ones are obvious, but are you considering taking a Brian Thomas or the wide receiver 5 over JJ McCarthy?
Oh, yes.
Those risky QBs that are a little further down, you almost don't even want to take those guys.
No, there will be no drafting of Michael Penix. There will be no Bo Nix on my roster. None at all. Not even a little bit. Like,
what about JJ? Would you take the wide receiver 4 or 5 over him? If there's going to be a wide
Brian
receiver
I'm
4
taking
or
Brian
5.
Thomas. I'm taking Brian Thomas over JJ.
Okay.
Right now. And he's the wide receiver 4. I'm going to withhold judgment on the wide receiver 5 till we see who that is and where he is.
Would you take the RB 1 if it looks like it could be a locked in starter right away over JJ?
It's only 10 by 10.
Because here's the thing. If you have a guy like a Goff for a Purdy in that league, the odds you can even move them for a good starter elsewhere is very low.
Most likely. That's
And what that's is, the I problem, mean, do you expect right? JJ to be better than Purdy or Goff? I mean, that's you hope, but if he's not, you're stuck with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just and that's part of the problem. Like if I can't start him and I can't trade him, like it's great that he's technically better than the running back I could have drafted value-wise on KTC, but he's not better for me from a production or a value standpoint. It's almost, again, it's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, it doesn't matter.
That's what they say. So Timmy is what this guy wanted me to call him.
Timmy.
His first name starts with a B. But is this also Mike Oxtail who's in the crowd? Because I asked him to email clay@dynastytradesand5.com with your hammer. So if this is not you, if you're not Timmy, then send me an email. Okay, sorry for missing this one, but hey, we're here now. No hammers left behind. 10-team Superflex, start 10, half PPR, 4 point per passing touchdown. There's no tight end premium, 14 bench spots. What's that math, Shane? How many man rosters is this?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. Okay, 10 by 10, no, 100. There's 100 players.
You're good. So the quarterbacks are Burrow, Bryce, Levis, Achan, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, Spears, Mitchell, and Chandler at running back. Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Adams, Pickens, JSN, Downs, and J-Mo. Tight end, Musgrave. Scott, we'll start with you. Picks-wise, has the 103, 201, and a 26 first. The question is, at 103, should I aim for a quarterback or a wide receiver? And then also ask potential trade targets for a tight end. What would you look to package? Looking for general advice here. And there is an offer. Let me read this. Offer of 103, 201, and Pickens for Herbert.
No, 103 for Herbert is a stretch and a 10-teamer. Just what we just talked about. You know, 103 is probably neighbors. And the good thing is, go back to his team real quick.
Yep.
If I get stuck taking Caleb Williams because neighbors goes 102 here, I don't hate it because my QBs are Bryce Young and Will Levis. So I don't mind adding Caleb to this team if I'm forced to pick a QB at 103. You could go, if you wanted, you could take Brock Bowers, but I probably wouldn't. But your tight ends are bad. You don't have one. You have Luke Musgrave. You could go Roma Dunze if you wanted to do that just because of the value of the skill players. I think the tricky thing is there's a lot of kind of all over the place with this team, Shane. We don't probably have enough to win, but we also have Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, some fringe running backs, Davante Adams.
It's got a puncher's chance. It's got a puncher's chance. It's close. I don't know.
If you took this team over, Shane, what would you do? Because it's all over the place. It doesn't have the firepower at QB, but it also has a bunch of one-year bets with Henry, Aaron Jones, and Davante Adams. And then some roster cloggers that have no value if they don't hit, like J-Mo and Josh Downs. Like, do you blow it up? Do you spend everything to try to win this year? Like, what is it? What would you do? Shane's still catching up.
I like it.
No, it's just this team. I mean, it's not bad. I got Lamb and G-Dub, right? So my wide receivers are pretty solid. And
there's enough there to tempt you. Burrow, Lamb. I mean, you got some pieces.
I've got some things that people like Pickens, JSN, I don't know why, and J-Mo. You know what's funny is we had Rich on the show last week, right? And he was completely not on purpose. We didn't discuss it at all. Just absolutely hammering home my JSN points. Nobody, not one fucking person out there in the world that was calling me an idiot or anything else had any type of like that energy for Rich Rebar. And I get that we're different people, but I think it's just funny. Anywho, I'll look to move Pickens, JSN, Downs, and J-Mo because people like them. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to move like all four of them for one monster piece, which is the Voltron move that I'd like to make. But I think you could make this work. Like, can I add a 26 first to... Man, those quarterbacks, man. I gotta find a way to upgrade Bryce and Levis. Again, can I Voltron that? Can I trade those two for one quarterback that's a little better? And then
they won't even count in that trade, Shane. That's the problem.
That's Hen Tamer.
Man, I can't move Bryce, JSN, and Pickens.
If you move those three for one piece, the team's not got doesn't have a chance.
I don't need JSN or Pickens, and I don't need Bryce. I need star players, not star players. I need hammers on this roster. I don't need a bunch of dudes. These are dudes. And Lamb and G Dub, you're good there. You add a strong quarterback here, and you can actually be a good team. Plus, you got the 103.
You know, it's funny. Last year, I remember, I think, Scott, you were the one who asked a question, like, if you could have a crystal ball and see the stats of one player for, you know, this past year. For me, it was Jordan Love last year. This year, it's Will frickin' Levis. I can't wait to see how he does, man. I don't know. I'm bullish. I'm bullish on him being a lottery ticket, a wild card, a like high-flying asset. This isn't the best bet, but it's going to be one of those situations where we have the discipline. It's going to be a discipline check. If he does have another four touchdown games, whatever, do you move him if somebody offers a big package?
Yes, you do. We've talked about discipline a lot in the last four days.
Monday Drive,
a lot for sure. In the last 4 days about like, don't fall for the fakeness, right? Like when they give you an out, take that out. You probably spent the 205 on Levis. If you can flip him for a first at some point, you almost have to do it. Yep. It's 10 o'clock. Good Lord.
Yeah. So we do have another one in here that's literally labeled Miss Hammer from Adam Ramsey. And if we barely missing yours, apologies. I will be on with Adam Hutchinson. We're mainly talking injuries tomorrow. Adam Hutchinson from Football Guys. We'll probably hit a few hammers too, of course, right? Can't help ourselves, but we will get to yours soon as fast as we can. There's going to be tons of draft coverage as well. So we'll also be able to bake in some of these hammers that we have in the hopper on the stream. But anyway, apologies for any delays. Don't have anything time sensitive in your hammer questions, please. Okay. We're going to this missed one from Adam Ramsey. Thank you very much, and sorry again. 12-team Superflex, start 10. It's 1.5 for the tight ends, PPR for everyone else. Josh Allen at quarterback. Ken Walker and trash cans at running back. He does have J.J. Amon-Ra, Puka, T. Higgins. And then he also lists Shakir and Gabe Davis and Dobbs, just for kicks. Kincaid, Goddard, and Freiermuth at tight end. 107, 111, a second, a third in his futures. Working on getting more running backs by trading Higgins and Goddard for starters. Knee quarterbacks have these inbox. Oh, God. Okay, we do have the inbox. All right. Which trade would you make? So the first one is the 107, 111, and a 25 first. You're getting Jalen Hurts. Shane? 107, 11, and a 25 first. Jalen Hurts is on your roster.
What am I missing here?
Okay, so the next one. So what would you do that if it's on its own? And then we're going to pick our favorite, Shane. Are you giving the 107, 111, and a 25 first for Hurts? Okay.
Yes. And I'm not doing the second deal, and I'm not doing the third deal. So I'm good taking Jalen Hurts. You're getting credit for the 107 and the 111, and you're not giving up.
Yeah,
any of your core assets already. That's the deal to take. The ARSB and the two firsts for Mahomes. I'll read that out.
It's the 107, 111, and Amon-Ra for Mahomes. No, thank you. It's just not the type of trade. Or Amon-Ra, get Dak. And this is a 12-team super flex? No.
Especially when all three of these offers, you have all three of these offers in your inbox, right? Like, it's not
just have fun with it. And
here's the thing. This team is fairly thin, but it's good enough to win. If you're giving away Amon-Ra both first to get a quarterback upgrade, now you're looking at your roster going, okay, how do I build it back up? And, you know, you don't really have a ton of assets to spare. So you're essentially going all in, but you're getting Jalen Hurts. Now you have Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen. You're keeping Amon-Ra, J.J., Puka, Higgins. The rest of your team isn't that good, but you know what else I like? You have Goddard and you have Kincaid. So, like, you have the two stacks and you have – the seconds and thirds to play with. I'm just taking it. I'll worry about things later now that I have Hurts and Allen and a good enough team to contend.
Dude, he's going to have Hurts, Allen. Who are the other wide? Who are the wide receivers?
JJ, Amon-Ra, Puka, and T. I mean, isn't this a dream?
This team will absolutely smash people in the face. If it doesn't, then it's just because God hates you and things have happened to your roster. But Allen, Hurts, JJ, ARSB, and Puka. And then Higgins just hanging out there like, sure, why not? Then you got Kincaid at tight end. Bro, this is one of those you can't really screw this up teams. The only way you could screw it up is not taking that Hurts deal and giving up too many assets that Mahomes deal.
And this is a team, Shane, that I think the roster construction is super important too. You're thin at quarterback after those two. You don't have a third. You don't have enough running backs. So you need to make sure that you don't be adding more Romeo Dobbses and Gabe Davises. Like, this team's going to be contingent on, do Allen, Mahomes, and your three elite receivers produce? If so, you can get by with shit at running back. You know what I mean? Ken Walker and just bodies, you can get by. That's not going to determine whether you win or lose, most likely.
Yeah, that's a dream trade when you can get Jalen Hurts for just three draft picks and the, you know, 107 and the 111 and what, a 25 first. Isn't that gold if you're not giving up a top three pick in the Jalen Hurts trade? Anyway, hopefully that helped you out here, Missed Hammer from Ramsey. All right, we're going to call it an evening. We have 1,999 eyeballs watching right now who already hit that like. They know it's the easiest way to help out the channel, I believe is what I say. Shane, we only have like 20 seconds of you paying attention to say bye to our friends.
Nah, man, really, really appreciate you guys. Hard to answer a lot of these questions with the trade 2 days away. I understand, you know, some trades are time sensitive, right? Some of these deals you can only make because the NFL draft is 2 days away. So it's fun time. It's fun time, man. Really, really can't wait until Thursday kicks off, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I'll just say this. I mean, come to the draft stream. We're going to try to work in answering some hammers throughout the draft stream, but things are going to change. So do a real deep dive in the next 2 days on some of these questions that you have. If it's going to be contingent on something that happens Thursday or Friday to change your mind on the trade, then probably do a little bit of a deeper examination as to why you're maybe valuing a... It's probably going to be picks where you're going to go, okay, picks have changed value ranges or tiers after the draft.
Right.
But if they do, examine why, what has happened or what could happen to why that's going to take place. Meaning, oh man, I have the 109, but if Brian Thomas goes to Buffalo, everybody's going to want him. Think about what to do with the 109. You don't need the hammer answered necessarily now. And I'll just say this, Clay, I didn't talk to you about this, but if we have any hammers where they were literally like time sensitive pre-draft, post-draft, like, we'll let you substitute that with another question if you want to. You know what I mean? Like, if it's, hey, this is a trade that's only going to be on the table before the draft because of this,
yeah,
then, you know, you can substitute and do another question if you want to.
Yeah, and Shane may do a hammer stream. We're just talking about that in the back end. And, yeah, I'm going to have Roman do a – I know, that'll be fun.
Dude, Roman, a solo Roman Shane hammer through. Stream? The comedy that will be mixed in will be great. I will want to watch that. I think we should push him to do that, Clay. Four or five shorts out of it just organically.
Yeah, I see a lot of comments in there about people asking about Hammer. So I just, you know, I want to do my part to help us get caught up.
Yeah,
I'll do our best. I'm off Thursday and Friday. I obviously for the draft, but, you know, Thursday morning, it's not like I'm taking calls from GMs. Preparing for the draft, so I'll be available.
Yeah, rock on. All right, well, this is exciting times. Thanks to everyone who listened or is listening on replay. We love you. I'm going to end this stream.